love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursalin amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the beautiful program, The Love of the Beloved Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program we discuss regarding the love of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our holy master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly his love is a requirement for iman and is the basis of each and everything. And without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is like the heart is dead. So alhamdulillah, in this program we discuss many aspects of love and many requirements of love. And what does it mean to be loving towards the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have spoken about many sahaba ikram and how the sahaba would be in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What would their restlessness be when they did not see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So alhamdulillah, the example of the companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually a blessing for us, that we can look into the lives of these companions alayhim ar-ridwan and reflect on ourselves as well. Their life is actually a motivation. Their life is actually a lesson for us. There are many things we can learn from their lives and try to reflect upon them and try to implement their characteristics into our lives, inshallah. So their passion, their love, their sentiments towards Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are really on another level. So today as well, we are going to speak about a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose entrance into the folds of Islam was no less than a miracle. Such an amazing waqia, such an amazing story, subhanallah azza wa jal. And this is about none other than Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But before we get into it, let's listen regarding a narration, a fadilat of sending salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, a very brave person, a very close sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But did you know that he was not a Muslim? He entered the folds of Islam, and his entrance into Islam took place with an amazing incident. In fact, to an extent, a shocking incident as well. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a very eminent companion who was a renowned person before accepting Islam. He was very famous. He was prominent for his enmity towards Islam. Yes, he was known that he hates Islam. And the people of Islam, those who were Muslims, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would hate them actually. Yes. So prior to his entering into this beautiful religion of Islam, this was the situation. But then what happened? What changed everything? Subhanallah, his enmity was so severe that he planned to assassinate the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The disbelievers established an advisory meeting in which they discussed who would kill the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah, ma'adallah, to whom they referred as to with so much of hate that who will kill Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. And when this discussion was going on, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I will carry this action out, I will kill Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The people said that it was only Umar who could accomplish this. No one else apart from Umar can do this. It is only Umar who can do this because his bravery was known. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very well known. He was famous. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his sword and set off. On the way, he met a companion of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from the tribe of Banu Zahra, whose name was Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to some scholars, whilst others say that the name of the companion was Sayyidina Na'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Well, the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Where are you going, O Umar? O Umar, where are you going?" Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that he was planning to kill Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "How will you be secure from Banu Hashim and Banu Zahra? They will surely take revenge and they will put an end to your life. They will kill you." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was angered by these words and said, "You have also forsaken your religion by becoming a Muslim. Let me start with you first. I will go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on, but let me put an end to your story here." Upon saying this, he took out his sword. Sayyidina Sa'd also took his sword out and said, "Yes, I have indeed become a Muslim." It was obvious that now the swords are about to cling with one another. Both of these individuals are going to fight with one another. When Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, just about the bout could occur, just before those swords would cling with one another, just before they would attack one another, Allahu Akbar, this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, "O Umar, before you start a fight with me, before you attempt to attack upon me, first, inquire about your household. Your sister and brother-in-law have become Muslims." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sister, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's brother-in-law, they have become Muslims. And the sahabi is giving the news to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on his way to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in anger, Allahu Akbar, immediately departed for his sister's home, fueled with anger, fueled with rage. Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was teaching the husband and wife the Holy Quran with the entrance closed, meaning Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sister and her husband, meaning sister and brother-in-law of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were learning the Holy Quran and the door was closed. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached there and he knocked and he ordered for the door to be open. So he ordered the door to be opened. Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu hid swiftly, but scripture on which the Holy Quran was written remained in view due to the rush. Meaning they hid. Obviously, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so brave. Muslims are in minority, small number. And you know, there was a time when everyone was basically, due to wisdom, hiding their belief, hiding their identity to be Muslim, because there were very few in number. There were actually just 39 in number at that time. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu finds out that my sister is a Muslim, my brother-in-law is a Muslim. So he goes home. And those who were inside, they obviously said, the Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hid himself, but the scripture was there right in front. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sister opened the door. He had something in his hand with which he hit his sister on her head, causing blood to flow. He said, "O enemy of life, you have forsaken your religion. You have left the path of our ancestors. You have left the religion. You have betrayed us." Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, he entered the home and asked what they were doing and inquired in regards to the voices that he had heard from outside. Because as he approached, he could hear, like, you know, outside a room, If you're standing outside the room and inside the room, some people are reading something, so you'll be able to listen somewhat to other. So he asked, what was that voice all about? His sister radiallahu ta'ala anha stated that this voice which you heard, it was the voice of conversation. We were conversing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, have you forsaken your religion and chosen another? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's brother-in-law said, what is wrong about it? If we have chosen another religion, which is actually a true religion. Upon hearing this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu grabbed his brother-in-law's beard, attacked him and threw him to the ground, beating him severely. The sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu attempted to hold the aggression, but he struck her very fiercely, causing her face to bleed. She was, of course, the sister of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a brave man, is a brave person. And this sister is actually the sister of this brave person. So, of course, the bravery is in the blood. Oh Umar, she says, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we are beaten because we are Muslims. Indeed, we are Muslims. Do whatever you wish. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sight went upon the scripture that had been left open. It was in an open view. The rage and anger which he had decreased after the beating, and he was ashamed to see his sister bleeding. He requested to be shown the scriptures. The sister said, Allahu Akbar, you should first do ablution, purify yourself first. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tried continuously, but she was firm on that. She was not allowing, she was not prepared to grant permission without wudu and ghusl. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed ghusl and read the scripture. He read the beginning verses of Surah Taha, which were inscribed on the paper. When he reached the following verse, when he reached this certain verse, his situation altered completely, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Innani anallah, la ilaha illa ana, fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Verily, I am Allah, there is none worthy of worship but me. So worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. This was actually a very frightening moment that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a brave man, a staunch man, he comes in anger to the house, beats up the brother-in-law and the sister, and then he reads the Quran. After reading the Quran, he immediately says that I want to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I want to go see him, take me to him. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu emerged and said, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I give you the glad tidings that on the previous night, meaning the night before Thursday, the master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had supplicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen Islam through whoever is beloved to the Almighty Azza wa Jal between Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Jahl. Both of these personalities were renowned for their power and their animosity towards Islam. It seems the prayer of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been accepted. And this acceptance is in regards to you, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And this is Friday morning. Yes, this is Friday morning. Wednesday, dua took place. Thursday, this incident took place. Friday morning in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, before going with the sword, all set, all ready to go with the intention to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but ended up becoming the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, ended up becoming the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He became the lover of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and he recited kalima, he recited shahada, and entered the folds of Islam on the day of Friday. Subhanallah azza wa jal, this great sahabi, subhanallah, as I mentioned, that this incident is no less than a miracle. Subhanallah, this is how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim. He entered into the folds of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercies upon Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And forgive us for his sake. Now we'll look into this story, that this was an individual effort sort of, or a message deliverance from a sahabi, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, before attacking, before doing anything, he said that, go check what's going on in your house. Because if Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu made it a matter of ego, or made it something like, he has challenged me, so I should, you know, attack him and show him who is powerful, this and that. So perhaps Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wouldn't have gone to the sister's house. But on the message deliverance of Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the house. Now after he goes to the house, look at the passion of the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She is in all respect towards her brother. She is in all adab towards her brother. But now when it is the time of staying firm on the deen, she says, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whatever you want to do, do. But we are Muslims and we are not going to turn away from our faith. So after bearing the hardships, after bearing that hit or that beating which was encountered by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she stayed firm. She did not fight, but she just stayed firm. She stood upright and said, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we are Muslims. We are Muslims. And Allahu Akbar, obviously, you know, the sentiments of a person. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has, you know, basically beaten up the sister. The sister is bleeding. So he got quite emotional, quite sad as well. And he calmed down. His anger calmed down. And then once he read the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, his heart melted and his heart drew closer to Islam, and ultimately he became a Muslim. And subhanallah azza wa jal, not only just a Muslim but a great sahabi, along with that a khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the second khalifa of Islam, one of the greatest personalities in Islam, subhanallah azza wa jal, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if there was to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Meaning this hadith mubarakah is actually an excellence of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but along with that, a point of aqidah and point of belief that indeed there is no possibility of a Nabi to come after the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Of course, Isa alayhi salam will come, but he will also be as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Isa alayhi salam is already a Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, oh Umar, if there was a Nabi after me, so that would have been you. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A great waqiyah, an incident regarding Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, and also related to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because this is what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once saw the back of Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw that there were white marks on his blessed back and asked, oh Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what are these marks on your back? What are these for? What happened? Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O leader of the believers, O Amirul Mu'mineen, what do you know about these wounds? These are from that time when you used to roam with a sword ever ready to fight. Allahu Akbar. It was that time when we lit the lamp of love in our hearts for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and accepted Islam. The disbelievers of Makkah placed me with my back on burning coal. Allah, so much, and that heat was so severe that my flesh started to melt. I remained unconscious for hours, but by the Lord of the Kaaba, by the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when I regained consciousness, the first words that I uttered were La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became tearful. He started weeping, started crying upon hearing this calamity which was inflicted upon Sayyiduna Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu by the disbelievers. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, raise your shirt. I will be blessed with the vision of your back. Allah, Allah, look at the love, how blessed and sacred this back is, upon which Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that this is that back which took hardships of getting burnt due to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, these were the hardships of the Sahaba ikram. This was the passion of Sahaba ikram. This was the eagerness of Sahaba ikram. Look at another waqi'ah about a great Sahabi, Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was first beaten by the disbelievers with wooden poles and sticks and lashes. He was beaten up very brutally. Thereafter, his back was placed on burning coal. Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became a mountain of istiqamah. He became a mountain of steadfastness when the master of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would pass by. While Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in this state, he would say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be grieved to see Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in this calamity, and said that, O fire, become cool and safe for Ammar. Become cool and safe for Ammar, as you became cool and safe for Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Whenever Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say, Ya Rasulullah, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing, and this sahabi in his struggle saying, Ya Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, O fire, become cool, become peaceful for this slave. Allahu Akbar, the master of all creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, whilst placing his compassionate hands on the wounds of Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ammar is pure and fragrant. Allahu Akbar, he would place his hand and say, Ammar is pure, Ammar is fragrant. Allahu Akbar, these were the hardships of the Sahaba ikram. At any cost, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, they were upright. They were onto the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would tolerate themselves to risk their lives, but they wouldn't even tolerate a thorn to even touch the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were eager to give their lives on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were eager to give their wealth on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were eager to sacrifice their children on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were eager to sacrifice all their time upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All they could not ever give up was the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we do claim, we have slogans that we can sacrifice our lives, but do we really mean that? Do we really mean that? Are we able to sacrifice our lives on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because unfortunately, our state is that we are driving away from the sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba were ready to sacrifice all what they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't we sacrifice a little time for the purpose of performing salah, which is actually the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Can't we take out some time for our parents, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that be kind to them? Can't we take out some time and calculate our assets, our belongings, our profits and everything, and pay zakat duly and correctly? Can't we do that? Can't we sacrifice some time and travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preach righteousness to others, to take the message of neki ki dawat towards others, like how the Sahaba ikram used to do that? Don't we have time to learn about ilm-e-deen? Don't we have enough time that we can learn the Holy Quran properly with tajweed? That Quran, that book, which was descended, which was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, upon the heart of the beloved of all the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, upon the heart of that personality whose lovers we claim to be. So can't we as lovers do this? Can't we as lovers educate our children about the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Can't we take out some time to do something which pleases Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Love is a heartfelt emotion, but what's heartfelt has to appear as well. If a person is happy, obviously the signs of that happiness will be evident on the face of a person. A person's face will be delightful. A person will be smiling. If a person's child is getting married, you won't see a person crying. A person will actually be smiling. He'll have a delightfulness on his face. But if a person's father has passed away, as an example, if a person's father has passed away, a person won't be smiling. A person won't be laughing. A person won't have that delightfulness and that brightness on his face. He'll be sad. Tears would be flowing. But what's happening? How come? Happiness is felt with the heart. Sadness is felt with the heart. But when the happiness is felt in the heart, the joy is expressed on the face. And when sadness is felt on the heart, that sadness is expressed through the expressions. It comes out somehow. Same applies to love. That if love is in the heart, it should apply. If love is in the heart, it should apply on the face. If love is in the heart, it should apply on the dress. If love is in the heart, it should apply on a person's habits. If love is in the heart, it should apply on a person's practices. That a person would want to become practicing upon the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ya Allah azza wa jal, alhamdulillah, we praise you ya Allah that you have granted us such a great master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us practice upon his sunnahs ya Allah. Let's make this dua and let's strive for it as well. Step by step, little by little, little by little. And the simplest formula in today's time to become a person who is firm upon sunnah, who is practicing upon sunnah, Allahu Akbar, is the gift which is given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, the Madani in'amat, the Dini in'amat, the Islahi a'mal, those a'mal which are basically for our reformation. So let's try to fill them in. An application is also available for that. Download it. Or you can download the PDF of it from dawatiislami.net. Or you can get it from your local Maktabatul Madina. Read it and see what activities are listed there. If a person starts acting upon those, subhanallah azza wa jal, he will become a lover of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make us true lovers and keep us the lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam till our last breath. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the closeness of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment and in Jannatul Firdaus. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
Love of the beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم Love of the beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم